Yo.
Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, shit.
Hey, Jill. You know the old sugar daddy. Maybe
you
sugar
rich babies at the radio. The boy Equal Nana special. The station that lets you speak your motherfucking heart.
Telephone, you know it ain't nothing to drop a couple stacks on you. Want it, you can get it, my dear. $5 million home, drop it, and I swear, yeah, I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy it. Tell the mother, bro, joker, be quiet.
Welcome back. Yeah, I know you guys are like, yo, didn't you just do a motherfucking song? A show and shit? Oh, yeah, I did. But, I mean, it's Angry Bastard Radio and tends to be on, you know, we tend to do whatever the F we feel like doing. Anyway, nevertheless, I'm a little pissed off right now because my belt broke. Like, my fucking belt broke. Because it broke, I gotta walk like I'm in a prison yard. Not only that, I had to walk in the cold to, back my car up so that, you know, it's not in my mother's way. And I'm looking at this, these bottle of sodas that I brought that taste like shit. So, I'm complaining because I'm pissed off. But I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's a recession. So what? Some of you might say, oh, it's only $2 or it's only $2.50. Who cares? That's $2.50 of my money that could have been towards gas. Some may call me cheap. I don't know. Anyway, you got 23 minutes left with us. I guess that was a very long song, or maybe I'm just very late. I don't know what it is. We have a guest on the show, and she goes by the name of Nana. Now, I don't know if she's comfortable to talk. She's unmuted. Nana?
Yeah, what up?
Hey, hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I can't complain. I mean, besides for the fact of it being cold as shit outside and being the fact that you love the cold, I understand how you're Puerto Rican and you love the cold. How is that possible?
There's nothing wrong with being cold.
I mean, is it cold in Puerto Rico?
No.
Is it, like, cool, like, you know, or is it just hot as shit?
Well, it's not that, it's not hot as shit, but it's nice. The weather's nice in Puerto Rico around this time. When it's cold here, it's, like, it's still warm over there, but not as hot.
So what you're saying is that this weather outside that we're having now is never like that in Puerto Rico.
Nah.
Exactly my point. So why do you like this weather?
I don't know. I just like it. Some people don't, but that's their problem.
So do you like the snow?
Yes.
And why do you like the snow?
Yes, I do.
Why do you
like the snow? I don't know. Why do you like it when it's warm outside? I don't know.
I love it when it's warm. You know, when it's hot as shit, when it's hot as, because I'm black. Well, you know this, but I'm kind of close to black.
Actually,
shit.
You probably don't like it because you probably get too dark.
Well, that's the point I was trying to make. Like, I mean, when it's hot outside, it's cool. Like, I'm good. It's just that's the only thing. Yeah, you know I mean, I don't want to get too dark. But still, I'm not the. Cause see, you have those real anal people that go, oh, well, I like in the wintertime. But see, you're different. You like it winter, no matter what. When summer comes, you still want winter. When winter's there, you still want winter. You have assholes that don't know how to make up their fucking mind. Oh, I want it to be, oh, it's just too hot out here. I can't wait till winter. Winter needs to hurry up and come. And once it gets there, oh, it's too fucking cold outside. And all this snow, I got driving. I can't wait till summer. Make up your fucking mind. It makes no sense. Makes no sense at all. Huh?
People just like to complain, plain and simple.
That's pretty much what it is. I'm looking on this website that I normally get my gossip from, and I'm looking at a picture of Slim Thug. It looks like he has, like, and no offense to people that have this problem, I'm just saying it looks like he has it. It looks like he has Down syndrome in his face.
Why?
I don't know. Like, he has a big-ass head. It's not like it's big, like, his big-ass forehead. It's just that, well, he has a big-ass forehead, but it's long. Like, it looks like a fucking, come on, Nana. Give me, like, a puppet or something with a long head, but not outwards, like, upwards, up and down.
A puppet with a long head? I don't know.
He looks like a damn. Bet. He looks like a. His head looks like a watermelon, but turned the opposite way. Like, you know how a watermelon just lays? Well, if you turn it up so that it's pointing upwards, the ends are pointing upwards, that's exactly what his head looks like. Fucking watermelon. And the way he raps, like, yo, Slim Thug, you can tell he talks like that because he's looking at his fucking his lips. Pause. And throw that out there. I'm not admiring another man's lips, but that's just what that is. How do you feel about Eminem? Cause I know a lot of women don't like Eminem for some, you know, odd reason. What's
I
your view?
I'm less about him.
Really, and why is that?
I don't know. He sings a couple of decent songs, but whatever. He's not that serious for me.
It's not because he's a gringo, is it? Yeah, I know y'all words.
No, it's not because he's a gringo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, now what's your view on...
If he was black, it wouldn't matter anyways.
All right, now, what's your view on the game?
The game is good, but, like, he messed himself up when he got that tattoo on his face. Like, it's like, he looks disgusting now, like, ugh.
What's it, the red star?
Yeah, that's a waste. He's gorgeous, too, but what a waste. He messed up his face.
Okay, now, I shouldn't even have to ask you, because every single female loves this guy, and you love him, too, but... Yeah, fuck it. I guess if we have the female audience or whatever. What about this fucking asshole, T.I.?
Well, actually, I don't think a lot of girls like T.I. They say that he's not that attractive.
Oh, wow. That's a first. I thought all the women like T.I.
I mean, some people do, but I've never heard people say, oh, my God, T.I., wow.
Nunu being one of them.
Excuse me?
Nunu being one of them.
Nunu being one of them?
Yeah.
That's the chick from the movie.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't she like engaged to Lil Wayne?
No, I'm saying Nunu in the movie, she was in love with him.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the movie, obviously.
Whoa, pause. Are you saying, what? She's engaged with Lil Wayne?
Yeah, she is.
Oh, my Lord. This nigga looks like a damn fucking raccoon and shit. he can't even talk straight. Yeah, absolutely right. He's definitely making more money than me, so let's change the subject on that one. Anyway, supposedly T.I. wants a film about his life. And I think he deserves it, but I mean, shouldn't you have to be out in the game a little longer than he has? Or has he reached that mark that, hey, go ahead and make a life story about him?
I don't know, because I don't know his life story, but it's like every rapper wants a movie about them, so. Hey,
yeah.
If they're actually making a movie of the movie, what's his face? Biggie's movie's coming out.
Really?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
Well, I knew it, but I was trying to act like, you'd bring some new shit to the table, so I was like, oh, really? But I
put out the... You
probably didn't know. January 9th? 10th?
Oh, yeah. 19th? Something like that.
Somewhere in January. You broke-ass niggas out there in radio land, internet land. Y'all go get the fucking, go get YouTube. Go get a computer, go get YouTube or some shit and go find out. I mean, it'll depend on me all the time. Now, what's your view on somebody, this came up, like my boy, I was at work today, my boy was telling me that he was going to get some lotion from Victoria's Secret. I called him a fag. So, what is your view on, because you like a guy that smells good, right?
No guy should have on Victoria's Secret.
Really?
A female should wear it, not a guy, like seriously. If a female's actually listening, no. No female is going to want a guy smelling like a female. Cocoa butter, yeah. Shea butter, yeah. But not Victoria's Secret. No.
All right, so, I mean, guys, don't get it twisted. I'm not trying to defend my boy, but, I mean, women do wear our cologne, so why can't we wear their,
I don't know what real female would wear men cologne. Women love the smell of cologne because I love when a guy walks past me and I can smell him from far still. Like, that's really good, but I would never turn my head, oh, wow, he smells like love spell. Wow, let me go holler at him. Nah, negative.
So it's more like, wow, he smells like me. What a fag.
Yeah, definitely.
I will make sure I tell him. Ladies,
yeah, you let him know that. Vicky's lotion, he should make sure that his girl sticks to that, not him. If he likes it so much, maybe he should buy some for his girl. But not with
Oh, yeah? Not for him, because
yeah.
if he does buy them, he might as well buy some panties and a bra.
Yeah, definitely.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a different view or the same view, call us up, 914-338-1782. Nana says that if a guy wears lotion from Victoria's Secret because he wants to smell good, he's considered a gaff, or in other words, a fag.
No, not a fag, but that's not cute.
It's not cute? So you wouldn't mess with a guy that had some love smell on?
Hell no.
So how about this? What if you walk past you and you like, damn, that nigga smell good? And then you were like, what do you have on? Like, if you was that type of female, you'd be like, what do you have on? You smell good. And he'd be like, oh, I got on love spell. Would you be like, oh, you're a fag, and walk off?
I would just look at him in disgust and keep walking, like, ew. I know love spell smells like, and ew.
But wait,
that's smell like love spell.
Wait a minute, that's being two-faced, because it's like, you're like, oh, you smell good. Oh, you have love spell
no,
on.
No, the only way, what? I think the only way a guy could get that off is with, he was with his girl,
mm-hmm.
and maybe he happened to, like, lay on her, or happened to just catch the smell. But for you walking around the street, if you actually sprayed love spell on yourself or put lotion on, you got problems. I'm sorry. Ask any female, that, in my opinion.
Oh, wow. I'll make sure I tell them that.
Let them know. That's a negative right there.
That's a negative.
Yes.
But, hey, Nana, Boricua Nana said that's a negative. Who's Boricua Nana? Nana, this young lady that came on the show and pretty much didn't know you, but blasted the shit out of you, said you was a female, and then go buy some bra and panties for yourself, because you're a woman. Now, what about Bath and Body Works?
I think Bath and Body Works has some type of lotion. But like I said before, no. I think a guy should stick to, like, Armani or Gucci, anything like that, but not Bath and Body Works, because I think of a guy, if they buy something from Bath and Body Works, I think they're just cheap.
Mm-hmm.
They're being cheap. Why can't they just buy some real cologne? Who really goes... What man, for real, goes into Bath and Body Works to buy cologne for themselves or lotion?
Uh-huh.
No, I think that's being cheap. I think they should go into Sephora or some other stuff, but not no Bath and Body Works.
Well, guys,
you
heard it.
Too?
I mean, I'm the type of dude, if I smell something that smells good, I mean, damn it, I'm going to wear it because I like to smell good. Like, women like a guy that smells good.
Yeah, but women like a guy that smells like a man. No women would want a guy that smells like a girl. Why would they want that?
Okay, now what if you found out, I say something came out and it was a female product, but it hasn't hit the stores yet. And you smelt it on a guy, like, damn, that shit smells good.
And it smells like good. Fruity? I'll be like, why are you wearing that? That kind of smells like fruity.
So if it smells fruity, then
no, because guys' scent shouldn't be fruity.
What if
girls
I got, like,
smell wearing more fruity things.
Well, what if I got some oils that smell like mango?
No.
All right, what if the name of my cologne is watermelon cologne? Is it fruit?
No.
I can't get
no,
it off?
No watermelon, no peach, no strawberry, no.
Oh, no, strawberry. Now, strawberry, that's just taking it too damn far. Like, any dude that has short, sees a bottle that says strawberry on it, or has a picture of a strawberry on it and still uses it, that's being funny. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to.
I've heard of dudes, though, for real. I've heard of dudes, you know, wear women's shampoo.
Oh, I know somebody that wears women's perfume. Now, he's a fag for that.
That
shit smells good. I'm like, no, dog. That shit smells like a female. You're playing yourself.
I know a female that likes to buy men's cologne. She's not gay either. She gets role play. But for some reason, she just loves the smell of men's cologne. I know a couple of females, actually, that love.
Is her name Pat?
Who's Pat?
Yeah, who's that? It's Pat. You know, Pat is that movie that came out a long time ago, and they call it Pat because it looked like a boy, but then it looked like a girl, and no one ever knew throughout the movie what the fuck it was, whether it was a boy or a girl. Like, when it went to the bathroom, it will always go to one of those bathrooms that is for boys and girls. So you didn't know what the fuck was going on. Huh?
A unisex bathroom.
Yeah. You know, I can be a little stupid sometimes, so you had to make me look so stupid just now and then, huh? You mean a unisex bathroom? You retarded bathroom? We're going to move on to the news. Jay-Z is always trying to stunt. There's a picture of him and some white boy. It says Jay-Z never does anything halfway. When someone suggested he try on one of Ryan, I'm about to fuck his last name all up, Ryan Luchetti's? Luchetti's?
I don't know who that is.
Olympic medals at the UN Association USA's gala at the Waldorf, the rapper grabbed the entire bunch.
That's not important.
Oh, man. Jesus. What happened?
Move to the next topic, because that's like,
yeah, it makes no sense. But real quick, do you believe that would you get with a guy that's ugly as hell but has money?
I know girls that do that.
Jay-Z. Jay-Z's an ugly motherfucker.
Well, maybe to you he is, but for his boo, he's not, you know?
His boo he probably put his boo on. They're probably never together. That's why she's making all them fucking irreplaceable songs and bullshit like that. Like, any other nigga can afford her. Like, come on, man. Why the fuck would you come out with irreplaceable? That next man you're going to ain't got Jay-Z's money, so don't even stunt. You put that song out, and then you got all these women out here. They even made a Spanish version. So the Spanish people that don't know English...
Because y'all dudes need to find out. Y'all need to know that y'all with the chick right now, but if y'all fuck up, y'all next. Next. Goodbye. See you later.
Oh, so it's so easy for you to just get rid of us, huh?
I mean, yeah, because it's true. Because if you don't behave the way you should behave, if you act up, what's the reason for the female to keep you? Get out of my face. Bye.
So what about women?
Well, same thing for women. I mean, you know, guys are guys. If you want to stick with a chick that cheats on you or you don't trust, then that's your fault.
All right, well, speaking of you got that one. And back to what I was saying, fucking ugly people. Yeah, like, for instance, Biggie. This nigga's eyes, he didn't even know which way his eyes was pointing. He got girls. Craig Mack, ugly motherfucker. Yeah, I guess he has money, but he ain't got money now. He got girls. You know, I mean, I'm sure you know any other ugly people that have money?
Well, I mean, that's the groupie love right there, girl.
Flavor Flav! The ugliest of the ugly! Black as
well,
shit!
Well, both women just want to be on TV. They don't want him like that. And some women just get with anything anyways. They have low self-esteem or they just want anything and everything.
Anything and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is Slick Rick doing? Like, what, are you serious? I didn't realize he was allowed back in the United States. Oh, boy. Then you got the famous Eve. Why is she still existing? I see her hair finally fucking grew back. Then you got Busta Rhymes. You know, Busta Rhymes wasn't hot ever since he cut his hair off. He's been going in the basement and in the basement and in the basement. Like, no one cares about Busta Rhymes. Do you like Busta Rhymes?
He's all right.
I mean, when he had his dreads, he was shit. He was a fucking man. But he cut his hair off trying to be cool and shit. This is the new Busta Rhymes. Hoo-ah. Now he's not on Interscope Records no more. He doesn't do work with, you know, Slim Shady or 50 Cent.
Who cares? Please, let him be. Look at Luda. He cut his braids off.
Yeah, he fucked up too.
No. He
but see, Luda has skills. Oh, Lord. Here we go.
No, he look good when you say it like that. You probably don't think so, but he's right.
So, do you...
He has a grown and sexy look. After a while, the braid thing sometimes just has to go, you know? There's so many hairstyles you could do with them. After a while, it just has to go.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You know what? It's just the fact that I'm hating because, you know, I'm 28 years old and, you know.
Well, don't
I'm
hate
because
I hate haters.
And I'm going bald, so, you know.
Oh, well, you should get Rogaine or something. I don't know. Rogaine?
I
mean, don't
Rogaine.
They have, like, shampoos or something like that? Creams? I don't know.
I mean, they do, but, like, I saw this white guy the other day with a toupee. Like, that shit was hilarious. Like, and the shit was so noticeable because it was a windy-ass day, and the shit was just blown. Like, it was lifted a little bit off his head. And I don't think he noticed it and shit. Like, it looked like he had duct taped it to, you know, to his head. Like, put the duct tape in, like, a little circle and shit and put it on top of his bald-ass head, connected his hair to it. I mean, that's what it looked like. I mean, I don't know. But it is what it is.
Yeah, man.
Now, Fabulous. This nigga's missing teeth. I mean,
yeah,
his mouth.
Yeah, but actually, I read an article once, and he said that he likes his chip tooth that way. He has money to fix it, but he chooses not to.
He likes his chip tooth that way.
Yeah, Nas actually fixed his tooth because his tooth was chipped also. But Fabulous likes his chipped tooth. Obviously, as you can hear, if you had his first album, that's what he used to talk about, his chipped tooth.
So. He probably got cracked. He probably got picked on when he was young, so he won't get picked on when he was old. And now, what do you think about Joel Santana? It's amazing how I just switched the whole scenery to asking you, who do you like? Who do you think is cute in the industry? It's pretty funny. So, Joel Santana.
People don't want to listen to who I think is cute.
You know, I mean, you might have females out there that, you know, might be listening, and, you know, they, you know, females like to, they just listen and call in.
Joel's is a cutie, too.
Joel's
is cute, too.
All right. Joel Santana, he's skinny as hell, but... Yeah, I guess, you know, there's no hate.
He got mad groupies.
Oh, yeah, he does. He has mad male and female groupies. Like, this nigga is amazing. Now, I was speaking to Nana, everybody. I was speaking to her, I think last week it was, and I was asking her, you know, about style. You know, because I'm in Jersey. She's holding it down in New York. And, you know, I was trying to see if I could bring Nautica back. And she said, you know, you can wear whatever. Just don't wear nothing by Fili. Well, I'm looking at a picture of Luke John, and he has a fake-ass rope chain. It looks fake as shit. But he has on a Fili T-shirt and a Fili jacket.
Who's going to follow Little John, though? And some people do rock Fili. Not that Fili's, well, I don't know. I mean, you know what? It is what it is. You wear what you want to wear.
You make the outfit. The outfit don't
make
you.
Yeah, you do, but certain sneakers you just can't wear certain sneakers.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about,
forbidden.
Who?
Certain sneakers are forbidden.
Certain sneakers. I'll tell you what sneakers definitely forbidden. I might add, if I find a good pair, though, I'll rock them, though. But they're definitely forbidden. Motherfucking K-Swiss.
Oh, wow.
K-Swiss are forbidden. Lugs.
FUBU.
You're never catching me with FUBU sneakers on. Ever. Ever!
Echo Red.
Birdman. Birdman sneakers.
Echo Red.
Echo Red. What about the game shoes? What about those game shoes?
I don't know. And one sneakers,
yeah. Those are definitely forbidden.
Mm-mm. New Balance. I'm sorry. New Balance will actually come
through. Oh, pause.
Yeah, negative.
Yeah. Certain New Balances is okay. You can't shit on New Balance like that.
No, boo. New Balance is not the dream. Straight sneakers are, actually, straight sneakers are better for women than men. Because a woman could wear New Balance and it's whatever. But if a dude wear New Balance is right about now, he'll get cracked on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I highly doubt that.
You doubt that?
I doubt that, because like I said, certain New Balances is on point. Like,
well, I have my opinion, and I disagree with you.
All right, well, moving along. We have a picture of, oh, wow, it was amazing. I was about to shit on them, but they're actually shitting on them as well. They said, how embarrassing this is. Sit your old ass down, Tretch. You know, Tretch from Naughty by Nature is fat as shit. Number one, he has an Audi. His navel is an Audi navel, whatever. Fat ass stomach, and has the nerve to be repping his blood. I guess he's a blood. He has a blood bandana, a red watch, and a red bandana, whatever. He's fat as shit. He's old as hell, and he's a blood. He's like a 55-year-old blood. And Estelle, have you seen Estelle lately?
No.
It looked like someone threw stones at her face. Like, she's extremely ugly. She looks like a skinny version of Missy Elliott. The ugly version. Oh, look at this shit. This is ignorant shit. My mom is hitting the doorbell and fucking, I'm on the show.
This is the bullshit stuff.
Yeah, we're back. So, hello?
Yeah.
Alright. Oh, now this is my girl right here. I'm in love with her. I think she's like 55 years old. Lisa Ray. Oh, yeah. Lisa Ray is pretty. How old do you think Lisa Ray is?
You know that Voxy got caught sleeping with Lisa Ray's man, and Lisa Ray had a big situation with her?
Ooh.
You know who's Roxy, the chick from 106 and Park?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's crazy.
She's a bird.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And Lisa Ray is divorced her husband and everything because of it.
See? He's an idiot. Why? If you have a good,
dirty though, like ew, come on.
She's horrible. Like, yo, why would you give up everything you have for a skis bucket? That's why I try to tell brothers on here, like, yo, that one night of pleasure can F your life up for life. So that's when before you lay down with that stranger, you gotta think about it and be like, is it really worth it? Because 9 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10. Matter of fact, 20 times out of 10, it's not worth it, especially if there's children involved. Because like now you're going to be gotten, you're going to be divorced. That's number one.
They don't have children together because they just got married.
But I'm just saying, but just in general, for people out there, because, you know, they, like my cousin down south, he's an idiot. He's married to the girl, has a kid by her, a child. And she's actually pregnant again. I just found out. And he's still, man. Oh, man. Yo, I'm messing with this Cuban chick. And, yo, I got this Puerto Rican girl. And I'm like, dog, aren't you married to your wife? Your girl? Yeah, man. I'm saying, I'm like, yo, dog, so what's the point? Oh, don't be preaching to me, dog. I mean, would you, my father? I'm like, yeah, dog, I don't get all sensitive. I mean, it is what it is. I'm like, dog, you going to get caught up. Oh, he's jinxing me. I'm like, you know what? Sometimes you just can't talk to people. You just gotta let them experience it. You know what I mean? When they feel it, when they experience it, then it's a wrap. 9 times out of 10, though, his wife is probably doing the same thing behind his back. What I don't understand is when one does dirt and finds out the other one is doing dirt, you have no right to get mad at her. She was doing your thing. It doesn't make any sense. You feel me?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, but men are dogs, and so are women, so.
Oh, no, no. Women aren't dogs. They're just cats because they clean their shit up.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, really?
Y'all just dirty. See, all of y'all just have the dirt in y'all. But y'all just, some of you guys show it earlier than others. But y'all all have dirt. Just,
oh, yeah?
Y'all smart. Yeah. My theory. I'll always stick to that theory.
You always stick to that theory?
Oh, yeah. Y'all all got dirt. Some of y'all actually show it. Others don't.
We're gonna play this little track on your Oh, that's pretty cute. What is corazón mean?
Huh? Corazón means heart.
Yeah.
Heart.
You ever heard Prima J featuring Kobe O'Donis?
No.
Would you like to hear it?
Do I have a choice?
Huh?
Do I have a choice?
Yeah, you have a choice.
Not really.
It's funny because you don't listen to reggaeton and you're Spanish. It's crazy.
No.
That's like a black person not eating watermelon. Or chicken.
It happens. I hear the songs, but do I blast them for myself? No.
What about One Block Radius featuring Fabulous?
No.
All right, well, I'm going to play this next track. I'm not even going to ask you about it. I'm just going to play a little bit of it. This is R. Kelly Skin. He's like an Angry Bastard Radio. The Boricua Nana Special.
Yeah. Yeah. I got the symphony with me. I'll be touching you. Of a cage, girl. To fall so long for you, I've had this crave, girl. I've waited patiently and now you are ready. And I can tell you feel deep that thing with just like me. Well, in time, take it off, come on. Oh, you're so soft. And I will be a toy. Play with me like they go. I'm your soldier boy. Girl, you'll get an angel. Your skin's so beautiful. Sexy, so can't wait to grind it, grind it, grind it. But girl, I wanna see you grind it, grind it for me, yeah, yeah. And girl, before we get into it, tease me, baby, baby, tease me. Ooh, here's a preview of what's about to go down. I'll be touching you, kissing you, feeling you. I'll be touching. Girl, I'll be flipping your body, so I hope you're acrobatic. Girl, you want my body, and I'm trying to be your habit. Now push it, now grab it, I'm in you, you're screaming. I wanna treat it like my house, if I could, I'd live up in it. I wanna lay you down.
I wonder how, that was R. Kelly's Skin. I wonder how old the girl he was actually referring to was, you know, considering the fact that R. Kelly has a history of messing with minors. I know he's an R&B singer, but being the fact that he's in that situation, you would think that he would stop bringing out the perverted songs. Because it's always going to be in your head, like, well, touching skin, feeling the skin. How old is this female that he's talking about? Like, it is crazy. Just for the people out there, let y'all know, I scheduled a 30-minute show And, you know, it was a special, you know, Boricua Nana special. You know, Nana's in the building holding it down. And it's like I scheduled it for 30 minutes because, you know, I didn't think that it was going to actually be that interesting. But, you know, as it went on, it's like conversations were going on, you know. It was open conversations, and I didn't want to cut the conversation off and be like, whoa, pause. We only have 1 minute. So I said, you know what? Let me schedule it for another 30 minutes. So right now we have 18 minutes before the show is done. But it seemed like 45 minutes went by like that, like nothing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Definitely.
I mean, so I do appreciate you actually, you know, putting in your 2 cents and, you know, I think what did it was the Victoria's Secret lotion. I think that's what did it. You know, I actually got you a rise, like, whoa. I want to smell
yeah,
my...
Yeah, guys definitely shouldn't wear Vicky's. Sorry.
Vicky. See, now when you put it like that, I mean, you say Vicky. I mean, if someone be like, yo, you want some of this Vicky's lotion? I'm like, whoa, pause. And nah,
see, I don't know if girls call Victoria's Secret Vicky's. I know I do. I don't know. I know a couple of... Well, I'm not sure. Maybe some girls do, but I call it Vicky's, and it's not pretty. I don't...
What if he was to buy lotion, right, and put it in another bottle, but it's
no,
but
because it's still gonna smell like fruity. No guys smell fruity.
But say he showed you the bottle.
That's like you talking to a girl that smells like a dude. You wanna have a girl that smells like a dude?
No, not necessarily.
All right then, like ew.
I'm saying she smells good, I mean.
Ew. Ew. All right, so you're going to walk down the street with a girl that smells just like you?
Oh, no. Yeah. I see your point.
Yeah.
You got that one.
You should call up one of your angry bastards and ask them. See if they'd actually do that. And I highly doubt that they would agree.
Should I call LE?
I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I highly doubt any of them would do such a thing.
He's a funny dude. Let me call E. Hold on. This is Ghetto. I'm calling on the show. He won't answer the phone now. Is he in it? Because he's an idiot.
This is the guy you called.
Typical.
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for...
Yeah, that's very typical.
That's he or the other idiot. The other angry...
I already know their answer. See, he was more of a... You know,
no, you should not. You could know that a real dude will say, hell no.
But, I mean, he also wears, you know, he doesn't really care about his outfits. But it's like sometimes you can wear the cheapest shit out there. When you wash it, it's going to be a problem. But, I mean, for the most part, it's like, I don't know. Well, I laughed at the guy, but tell you the truth, if I see something and it smells good, I'm wearing it. Damn it, I'm wearing it. I don't care. I'm proud of my sexuality. You know what I mean? I love women. You know what I mean? It's the day I die. And when I die, I go to heaven, and if in heaven you're allowed to still date, of course you just can't have sex, but if you're allowed to still date, damn it, I'll still be dating women. So with that being said and done, I'm proud of my sexuality, and I'm comfortable. So therefore... if I see something that smells good, so, you know, I'm going to go back and I'm going to tell him that you shitted on him. But, I mean, you know, fuck it. Ladies and gentlemen, it was me, okay? I admit, it was me. I wanted to get some of the spell droppers, love spell or whatever it is. So what?
Okay? I don't know why
so
you're
so effing what? So effing what?
Boy.
Damn it, it was me. GQ from Angry Bastard Radio, my host, damn it, and I don't care. My little god sister had it, and I smelled it. I'm like, damn, shit smells good. I had to ask your hands sometimes. I rubbed it on my hand. And my mother-in-law or god or whatever it is, she's like, I'm like, what is this? It's for women? She said, no, it's bisex. You know, in other words, it's like neutral sex or whatever. Like, in other words, anybody can use it. That's what she told me.
No, that's not true.
So I'm like, all right. And then my little god sister was like, if you wear this, all the women will love you. I said, baby girl, all the women love you.
And how
anyway.
Old is she? And how old is she?
She's 10 years old.
All right, then.
damn it. So what you're saying is that if I wanted to, you know, or go out on a date with you or something like that, I couldn't do that because I smell like a woman. So what you're saying?
Yep, correct.
That's out of control. Yeah, that's a damn shame. That is a damn shame. That is a damn shame. Do you listen to reggae, Nana?
Yeah,
do you like reggae?
Yeah,
I downloaded this track, and out of all the reggae songs, this joint is like, it's smooth, and it's just, I like this shit. This shit is sexy. I'm going to play this track. I'm going to play the whole joint. It's only like 4 minutes, so that should cut down some of the time. But listen to the words. I listen to everything, from the phone call to everything. The name of it is, it's Rain... Rain a Fall, and it's by Serrani. Listen to all the words. Now, when you put your phone on speakerphone, can you actually hear it, or is it echoing?
No, I can hear it.
All right, listen to this joint. This joint is like, it's smooth. And tell me if you like it or not. You know, and people in Radio Land, hit me up, 914-338-1782, male or female. Let us know what you think about the song. This is just reggae joint is hot. I don't know if it's old or not, but because I really don't follow up on reggae, but this joint is smooth. I'm going to have to download this and play in my car. Anyway, this is Serrani featuring Lorraine. Rain or Fall. Keep it locked on Angry Bastard Radio. 11 minutes left, people.
Hello?
Hi, baby.
Hey, baby.
It's raining. I want you to come home to me, please.
Baby, come home. I got my negligee on and I'm all sprayed up. Now,
rain or fall, I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone. She said she just pull off the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo? Rain or fall, I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone, she says she just pull on the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo?
It's like two wheels tied and I'm down in the valley on the left. It's where I make my money on the ride. It's where I got my honey. I wanna be rich, but I'm needing her body. Here I am in the middle of nowhere. My mind is trapped in midair. I don't know what to choose. Too valuable, and I don't wanna lose. Rain or fall, I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone. She says she just pull off the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo? I gotta leave work. My girl is all alone. She says she just pull on the skirt, yeah. What to do? I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my food?
These are the two main things that pique my interest. Money, love, time, my interest. From them I take no recess.
solution. This is for real, this is no illusion. I ever wanna ever have to choose one. Fear no fall, I gotta leave her. My girl is all alone, she said she just pull off the skirt, yeah. What to do, I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo? Fear no fall, I gotta leave her. My girl is all alone, she said she just pull on the skirt, yeah. What to do, I'm trapped between the two.
Come on home to me. I need you in my home with me. I'm at the peak of my ecstasy. Won't you fulfill my every fantasy? I'm at home all alone and it feels funny there.
Bring a fall, I gotta leave her. My girl is all alone, she said she just pull off the skirt, yeah. What to do, I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo? Bring a fall, I gotta leave her. My girl is all alone, she said she just pull on the skirt, yeah. What to do, I'm trapped between the two. Should I continue work or go attend to my boo?
What you thought about that? Nana. Oh, Lord. Nana. What you thought about that?
I don't know.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. It's amazing because I had a freak and shit. I was all hyped, like, yo, you don't like this shit. Check this shit out. So you come back, like, that song sucked. Anyway, I guess no one else liked it either because nobody called. You got 6 minutes left. I'm going to throw it out there. How many times have you been in the store and you walk by a button that says press me and you press it more than one time?
Press it and what?
Like you ever go to a toy store and you see them like fire trucks that have the button and you're just tempted to press it and you just and it's like you see kids
press
do
it.
Yeah, you see girls you what happened? You said you do it? You see kids do it all the time. And you be like, yo, man, these little badass kids always touching shit. Like, leave shit alone. But when you walk by, like, no lie, I was in Walmart one day and I saw a bunch of toys and I saw a button. I'm actually working at my job. And I'm like, man, I just saw a kid doing it. I'm like, yo, badass nigga. Sure enough, what do? I press every single button. Oh, no, no, happen. You see a button, you gotta push it. I'm sorry. Like, when I was one of those badass kids in the streets in New York, you know them little, the corner where they have, like, the fire thing when you pull it?
Mm-hmm.
And the one for the police and the NYPD and shit?
Yeah.
I was one of the baddest kids that used to pull it. Just to pull it. Just because it was there. No purpose at all. I used to pull a fire alarm. Like, what's the purpose? It's not like you can get money or, you know what I mean, you get a bonus. What's that? When you're small and nowadays, you just do shit just to do it. Like, all right, there's a button. Let me push it. You ever been at a pet store where it says don't knock on glass?
Yeah.
And you still... And you still do it anyway?
Because you want to play with the puppy or the kitten that's on the front. So that's stupid.
Do not tap the fish bowl.
Mm-hmm.
You look around, you tap it anyway. Like, yo, go Well, can't you read? It says don't tap. I mean, you put something there, I mean, you're going to make me want to do it. I probably wasn't going to tap it from the gate, but just because it says don't tap, now I got to. It just goes without saying. I have to do that. Anyway, listen to us. I don't know about Nana, you know, but listen to the Angry Bastard Radio, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and on Wednesdays from 8:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., where we will be holding it down, talking about pretty much whatever, playing new music, old music, and wherever we play is hot. So don't act like strangers. Make sure you come check us out, because we definitely hold it down. And 9 times out of 10, I'll probably be by myself, or we might be blessed with Nana. We don't know. But Nana's like she's like a fucking superstar. Like it was like pulling teeth just to get on there for 30 minutes.
And no.
Luckily, I did it for an hour. Hmm?
Shut up.
I mean, it is. She's like a superstar, you know.
I wish I was,
because
if I was a superstar, I wouldn't be on the show.
Oh, shit. That shit is fucked up. Yeah, I should close out with some reggaeton just to piss you off.
I'm not gonna do that, and I will never be on your show again.
Nah, instead, I'm going to close it out with a little bit of Uncle Murda featuring Saint Lays, Laz, whatever the fuck his name is. It's Brooklyn. I guess I got to put that in. Matter of fact, nah, fuck it, I'm going to close out with your boy. Matter of fact, I'm going to close out with this shit, because this is my song. I love this song. This is The Game featuring Lil Wayne in My Life. Keep it locked on Angry Bastard Radio, the station that lets you speak your mind. Everyone, put your hands together for Nana. She's holding it down. She came and blessed the Angry Bastard Radio. This is like the only positive show that, kind of positive show that we had. You know, normally I'm shitting on somebody, or, you know, 64SD shitting on me about my, or talking about my mom, and I'm talking about their mom. This is actually the only kind of peaceful show. So, you know, I'm the only one that had a filthy mouth, and she was, and then I was talking about guys who wear, you know, women
lotion.
Lotion.
Vicky's lotion.
Vicky's lotion. Anyway, this is the last song of the night. This is The Game featuring Lil Wayne in My Life. Keep it locked. We'll see y'all Monday, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Peace. Love, peace, and chicken grease. You fucking bastards.
And I'm grinding till I'm tired. They say you ain't grinding till you die. So I'm grinding with my eyes wide, looking to find a way through the day, a light for the night. She allows you to see so many of my people. I'm just wondering why you ever did my life. Like, what the hell am I doing right?
The hazing has begun.
Away from the heart, like a state penitentiary. Take me away from the hood, in a casket or a Bentley. Take me away, like I overdosed on cocaine. Or take me away, like a bullet from Kurt Cobain. Suicide, I'm from a windy city, like do or die. From a block close to where Biggie was crucified. That was Brooklyn's Jesus, shot for no fucking reason. And you wonder why Kanye wears Jesus pieces. Cause that's Jesus' people, and game needs the equal. Hated on so much, passion to Christ need a sequel. Yeah, like Rockefeller need a seagull. Like I needed my father, but he needed a needle. I need some meditation so I can lead my people. They asking why did John Lennon lead the Beatles? And why every hood nigga feed off evil? Answer my question for this bullet leave this desert evil.
Lord, you took so many of my people under. I burned them, so it ain't no proof that I ever walked through 8 Mile. And since it ain't no proof, I never walked through 8 Mile. Sometimes I think about my life with my face down. Then I see my sons and put on that Kanye smile. Damn, I know it's mama proud. And since you helped me sell my dream, we can share my mama now. And like MJB, no more drama now. Living the good life, me and Common on common ground. I spit crack and niggas could drive it out of town. Got a Chris Paul mind state, I'm never out of bounds. My life used to be empty like a Glock without a round. Now my life full like a chopper with a thousand rounds.
Motherfucker, cop back.